Moncrief on News Talk.
I'm joined now by Graham Hartrich. Graham, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
And you are known as the Cupcake Bloke.
I am indeed, I believe. Yes.
Now, how come you're known as the Cupcake Bloke?
The Cupcake Bloke, it's a really weird one. It started off as a Facebook page about 15 years ago, where I put up pictures of cakes that I made for family and friends, and that was it. Like, that's all I did on it. Wasn't a business at all. And then I got made redundant 12 years ago, and I decided to set up my own bakery, right. And I was like, oh, what will I call it? I better call it a cupcake.
It's a great name.
So it's kind of stuck with me forever.
It's stuck.
It's kind of strange because up till about 2 years ago, nobody actually really knew what my name was. It was like a little hidden identity that I had.
Yeah.
Everyone called me the bloke or the cupcake man or whatever. But yeah, when I brought up my first book 2 years ago, kind of people started to realise who Graham Hartrich was.
Very good. Yeah. Now, very importantly, it's all about Electric Picnic. And this weekend, EP is happening, as we know, the Music and Arts Festival in Stradbally, County Laois. And one of the highlights will be the Theatre of Food.
Theatre of Food.
And you're intimately involved in this.
My favourite part of Electric Picnic. I absolutely love it. It's kind of broken into three areas. There's the Theatre of Food, Theatre of Drinks, and the Garden Stage.
Right.
And like, Garden Stage is all about barbecuing, Theatre of Drinks. Aoife Carrigy has created the most amazing lineup. There's like drinks, there's plays in there. There's a play called Splitting the G. There's some amazing plays there. And then I'm in the Theatre of Food, which is a big demo stage.
Right.
Where I'll be demoing with JP McMahon on Saturday.
Now, for summary, I have been to EP, you know, my band, The Metabolics. I had to blow my own trumpet. We played three EPs. I never went to the Theatre of Food. But it's been going for years, has it?
I think it's the longest stage at Electric Picnic.
Is that right?
Do you know what I mean? It's one of the longest stages. It's amazing. But the McKennas curated it for years. Their son now, Sam, is taking over, and he's bringing a much more, I suppose, a modern twist to it, and like, I suppose, younger people coming in as well. We're all like, it's a big family as well. It's just it's a lovely atmosphere.
It sounds fantastic. I must say,
and loads of food, loads of drink,
and lots of chefs. Now you're in, as you mentioned, JP. That's Tricky McMahon. He's a Michelin star.
He is a Michelin star. He is an amazing chef.
And you're making cupcakes.
So we both have books coming out this September. In October,
right.
I'm in September. I have a book called Cook coming out.
Right.
It's a follow up to my first book. It's all about traditional Irish cooking with modern twists. And JP has a book all about kind of the key Irish ingredients, is how I kind of explain it very briefly. So we're both obsessed with Irish food. So we're taking Irish seafood, and we're both doing two different dishes with Irish seafood.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, because I'm a savoury. I trained as a chef, not a baker.
Anyway,
So I'm kind of going back to my savoury roots.
Well, let's go way back. I mean, I did notice in the notes I was given by the wonderful researcher, food is in your family for a long time. Your great grandfather came from Stuttgart. Am I right?
My great 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 grandfather.
Great.
Yeah, came from Stuttgart, and he moved to London, eventually London to Newry to Naas, and then my grandfather moved from Naas to Tyne. The family in Naas, they set up a butcher shop there, but there was like seven or eight kids, and they all opened butcher shops all over Ireland. So there was Atai, Wexford, Galway, Castlebar, right. Longford, loads of them.
All butchers?
All butchers, yeah. All the sons became pork butchers.
And they were all Hartriches.
If
you meet a Hartrich, they're a butcher. It can't be that common a name.
Yeah, no, it's not. So if you ever meet a Hartrich in Ireland, they're related to me. We're only one family in the whole country.
And just butchery was the family business,
pork
was it?
Butchers. And particularly butchers. Pork butchers, so pork and bacon butchers.
Right, and that was in your family.
And that was in the family. So like, again, in the book that I'm bringing out, is I got somebody to actually interview my dad for it, because I talk about growing up and I wanted to hear about him growing up in the family butchers as well.
Right.
So it's in our blood.
And you weren't tempted into the butchery business yourself?
Do you know what? It's one of these things, when I was at the age where I decided what I wanted to do with my career, it was like supermarkets were taking over, butchers were closing everywhere.
Yeah.
I think if I was now looking at it, I would be, or that age now, if I was 20 years younger, I probably would be looking at it again.
You think so?
Yeah. I think so.
Is it coming back?
It is coming back. Yeah. Like, just some brilliant craft butchers out there.
It's amazing.
And like some brilliant, like even in Dublin, you have Jess over in the Village Butchers in Randa. She's a brilliant butcher.
Right.
There's some brilliant craft butchers coming up. Yeah.
So you never know then. You might.
I'll go back to it. I'll stick with the food. I enjoyed the sweet and savoury too much.
Yeah. And then let's talk about EP a bit more.
Yeah.
So tell us exactly now, what are you going to be doing there?
On Saturday at 12 o'clock, myself and JP will take the stage. I am doing, I suppose I might as well tell you what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I am doing So my books, the way I do it, they're classic, a traditional Irish baking with modern twists. I have taken a spice bag and called it a traditional Irish dish. So I'm actually doing a modern version of a spice bag,
right,
which is done with black pudding and prawns and garlic butter.
Oh my God.
It's a really good dish.
That sounds very sophisticated.
Yeah, and like Old Bay seasoning, like that American Old Bay seasoning.
Yeah, right.
And that's the seasoning in my spice bag. And I actually don't know what JP is doing.
Oh yeah, it's a secret, isn't it?
It was meant to be secret.
Like, doesn't want to tell you. you're taken to the stage. How does it work?
The theatre, there's going to be a stage. I don't know who our MC is going to be on the day yet. But literally, we were just kind of going back and forth about what we love about Irish food, Irish seafood, things like that. There's loads of different stuff. Like Erica Drum is hosting a chicken off between Chimac and Bahai. And like they're going to be doing like fried chicken, Korean fried chicken, and a battle of that. There's a battle of the sandwiches, of the best toasty sandwiches between two different bakeries from Cork, I think it is, in Kilkenny. Right. There's loads on. And then on the Sunday, it's all podcasts.
Right.
So Garon Noon is coming and he's talking about snacks with Kevin Thornton. So there's loads of stuff going on. Yeah.
And this competitive aspect sounds intriguing to
there
me.
There is a little bit. So I think for them ones, what happens is the audience kind of picks the winner. Because I did it last year. I hosted, so Erica's actually hosting this year, but last year she did a carrot cake and Holly White did a vegan carrot cake. And I kind of hosted it and talked about the difference. You talk about the difference in what way you're doing it and trying to give the audience how a vegan dish might work against an ordinary dish, how the difference in baking and things like
that. And I imagine a big crowd turns up, do they? I mean, it's very popular, isn't it?
Every single show does be packed. And then it turns into a bit of a disco at the night time. Kind of, we close off normally every night with like some sort of a food disco going on. So Marcus Allaire, I think, is playing on Saturday night in the Theatre Food and somebody else. But while he's playing records, somebody else is going to be cooking and somebody else is going to be making cocktails.
Good Lord.
It's a real party atmosphere in the tent. It's brilliant.
I like the sound of the cocktail parts.
Then you would love the theatre of drinks.
Yeah.
But that's all cocktails and wine and all.
Well, I read about the beer ladies. They must be fans of beer, obviously, for example. Yeah. But I believe there's also mocktails.
She's brought out her own brand of non-alcoholic cocktails and they're absolutely stunning.
I've had a non-alcoholic Negroni and it was actually very good.
Yeah, there's some brilliant non-alcoholic drinks out there now and they will be discussed in the theatre. Her drinks
as well. Very good. Now there's a text.
What makes a good cupcake? Let me see. Fresh, it has to be fresh. Good free range eggs, good Irish butter, not too much frosting on top. I like kind of about a quarter of the frosting to three quarters cupcake, and maybe a nice filling in there, like a chocolate ganache or some strawberry jam or something like that. Right. Yeah,
not just like queen cake or whatever, like the old fashioned one. Yeah,
basically,
it's a bit more sophisticated.
They are buns with icing on top. They're big buns with icing on top.
Don't oversell them now, whatever you do.
Well, see, cupcakes in America are like a muffin base, so there's oil and everything in it.
It's a bit different.
Where in Ireland, we make them with more traditional.
I don't like the oily ones. Do you? In America,
they're a bit claggy.
I don't know what it is. I prefer Irish cupcakes are much better, aren't they?
Irish buns are just brilliant. Remember the old-fashioned mammy buns with the bit of jam and cream on top? Like, they're the best. They are the best.
Another one, Graham. What's your favourite cupcake?
What's my favourite cupcake? I love cupcakes that aren't actually too sweet, so like the Oreo or something like that. I love something that's a little bit different. Like I do a black sesame and tahini cupcake that I love. So anything that brings in a bit of savoury element into a cupcake, I love chocolate and bacon cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
Are really good. Smoked bacon.
Bacon?
Yeah, but
in a cupcake.
But that's the pork butcher coming out of me again. Like, it's in my blood, I'm telling you.
I can't imagine having a bit of bacon in a cupcake.
Well, see, you're not tasting the bacon, really. You're getting that smokiness.
Yeah.
And the little bit of fat that's in the bacon works so well with chocolate, yeah.
Graham, the texts are coming in fast. Another one for you. What's the easiest cupcake to make? Is that just the bog standard eggs?
A good old-fashioned...
Butter.
Here, I'll give you a very quick recipe. The easiest thing to do is weigh your egg into a bowl. So crack it into your bowl. If that egg weighs 55 grams, which is normally what an egg weighs, you add in the same amount of soft butter, same amount of sugar, same amount of self-raising flour, whip it really, really well, and you have cupcake batter.
It's a sponge batter.
It's a good old-fashioned queen cake. Yeah.
In a sense, yeah. So anybody can make a cupcake.
Anybody can make a cupcake.
I get the kids involved as well.
That's the big thing. Like, I learned to bake from my granny when I was 7 years of age. My mum was also a brilliant baker and cook. Get kids involved.
Yeah, brilliant.
And you're teaching life skills. You really, really are.
You are.
And actually, I am also dyslexic. So for me as a kid, reading recipes and reading the numbers really helped. I was never into like reading the Famous Five or anything like that, but I'd read all my mum's cookbooks.
Very good.
And I never saw it as actually sitting down and reading.
And for me as a scientist, they got to weigh stuff out, haven't they?
Yeah, there's maths involved and everything. So it's really, really interesting, yeah.
Great stuff, Graham. Thanks ever so much. And your book is called Cook, coming out in about four weeks.
12th of September, yeah.
And you're going to see Graham Hartridge at the famous Theatre of Food in Electric Picnic this weekend. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.